Okay, so what I'm going to do is show you how to add an image to your ePortfolio. If you're in your edit the layout, what you need to do is click on Files, Images, and Video. And you'll be given a range of different options. The one that you're interested in is an image. We're going to add an image. So drag that down onto your view. What it'll do is it'll search through all of your files and find the images and say, which one do you want to put on? If you've already got some images, then you just select one at this point. If you haven't got any images, you need to upload them. So you tick that box that says that it is you own the copyright for this image, you're not breaching copyright, you're not uploading something that you shouldn't be uploading. And then you just browse to wherever it is on your computer. I've got a couple here. One is a beautiful Tuatara. And I'm going to give that a name rather than an image, Tuatara. And then if you've got a description for that file, you can put that on as well. You can specify the width. I'm just going to leave it to expand to fill the column. Then you click Save, and that image, there's our beautiful Tuatara sitting on our page. Again, if I want to move that, I just pick it up and drop it, and I can shuffle things around. So easy to use? Yes, it is. I'll add another one, an image, and I'll upload another file. I'm a history teacher, so I'm quite interested in New Zealand's history. This is a photo of an earth fortification called Alexandra Redoubt, just south of Auckland. And click Save, and there it is. Now, if I wanted to make more use of that that description feature, what I could do is change my block so that it includes the description. It doesn't have a description at the moment, but when it does get a description, it will include it. Let's go down here, show description, go yes, save. Then if I go into my files area, I can actually give that a description. At the moment, there isn't one. Click Save Changes. When we go back to our view, you'll see that there is a little description down the bottom there. So that's a really nice way for students to communicate precisely what somebody is looking at. So that's how you add an image to Mahara.